AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A prosecutor says preliminary autopsy results show that a black woman recently found dead in a Texas jail had marijuana in her system and cuts on her wrists that were likely self-inflicted.
These roughly 30 cut marks were both in a state of scarring and scabbing, indicating that they may have been placed on her body roughly 2 to 4 weeks prior to her incarceration.
Warren DeFram says preliminary drug results could be worth noting because they could be relevant to her state of mind. The Waller County prosecutor says autopsy results are consistent with a suicide, although Sandra Bland's family questions whether she took her own life. A veteran Los Angeles police officer was sentenced today to 16 months in jail after authorities said she kicked and struck a handcuffed woman who later died. President Obama is winging his way to Kenya at this hour, where his late father lived.
It's a kind of homecoming for America's first African-American president.
It's obviously symbolically important.
But this trip also underscores how Obama has not been the great champion Africans dreamed of.
The expectations were so high on Obama.
Jennifer Cook of the CSIS Africa program says in a first term torn by war and recession, Obama's focus was elsewhere, and Africans noticed.
People were disappointed that he didn't do some of the trade and investment advances earlier and faster in his term, travel more often to Africa.
It's a void, she says, China was happy to fill. Mark Smith at the White House.
Donald Trump says he drew folks to Laredo, Texas today because they think he has the answer to the country's immigration problems.
Look at the crowds outside. We have big crowds. They're all screaming in favor of Trump. Everybody wants because they want the problem fixed.
This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration is pushing back against sharp criticism of the deal it struck with Iran.
Secretary of State John Kerry told a Senate panel the deal is good for the U.S. and the world and rejected claims the administration failed to hold out for a better one.
That is a fantasy, plain and simple.
Republican senators made clear they believe the U.S. got the short end.
I believe you've been fleeced.
You guys have been bamboozled.
But California's Barbara Boxer countered a lot of countries support the agreement.
If you were bamboozled, the world has been bamboozled. That's ridiculous.
The Senate will likely vote in September on whether to block the deal. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Turkey has agreed to let the United States launch airstrikes against the Islamic State group from the strategic Incirlik Air Base and other bases in Turkey. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.